to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Friday!
This Friday could not have come soon enough.
Oh, let's go! The first thing I said to my beautiful co-host Cheyenne this morning was...
Thanks.
I don't want to be here right now.
The first thing I said to my handsome co-host Nico was, oh my God, same.
It's just what it is. It's one of those days. We're going to get through it, though. We're going to have a smile on our face. And in fact, you just mentioned that this is going to be the first year in a while that your son Justin's not going to be with you on 4th of July.
Yeah.
So maybe you need to spend 4th of July with me.
Oh.
Because I just got the email that they send out every year lining up Freedom Fest at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel. And it looks juicy as
what
always.
Is it?
It's the greatest 4th of July party, the greatest celebration of America in the Valley, in my opinion. I'm talking about a VIP patriotic celebration with flyovers from planes.
I love that.
From fireworks, country music performances. Last year they had Nate Smith.
My favorite.
Like, it's such a good time. And I'm so happy to see this email because I was getting a little worried. I was like, man, what if they're not doing anything big this year? Oh, yes.
They are doing
something big this year.
Love that for them.
So, Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel, we will be seeing you. And Cheyenne, I'm inviting you.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
If you want to come along. Hey, you know what? Everybody in the Valley, I'm inviting you. Because what else are you going to do on 4th of July other than hang out at a very beautiful resort, drink some very beautiful drinks, and party with some very awesome people?
That is a very great question. I don't know what else I would do.
There we go.
So thank you for the invite.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
Hey, John Glenn at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel. I need an extra invite.
Thanks, John.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it, though. Normally, my buddy Eddie does a Flag Day celebration, which I believe Flag Day is this weekend. Unfortunately, his house is still under renovation.
Oh, no.
And he's hardcore, you know, American pride, veteran, Marine Corps.
I love that.
And this is his day to, like, really let go and shine and have fun. And unfortunately, we're going to have to postpone it. So, you know what? I might have to invite Eddie and Shauna, too.
Why don't you just have it at your house? Say, let's not do it at your house. We'll just do it at my house.
Oh, Flag Day?
Yeah.
I'm going golfing tomorrow.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to be sweating to the oldies outside in the heat.
That's also a very great plan, so I'm not really upset about it.
So, you are going to be giving out koozies later today.
Yeah, I'll be out at Waddell's Longhorn tonight from 7 to 8 o'clock. It's an hour later than we normally do koozie stops, so if time's usually a constraint for you, this shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
So 7, 8 o'clock tonight, Waddell's Longhorn. It's off of McDowell and Jackrabbit Trail.
Okay.
So it's a bar, but it is pretty kid-friendly from what I've seen, so come on out and grab some koozies.
Yeah, opportunity to grab those koozies, which everybody wants, man. At my last ticket stop at Wild Horse Pass,
it was wild.
There was at least 150 people there.
I love that.
Just for the koozies.
That makes me so happy.
And I raffled off the rest of the koozies.
The koozies.
And I did about the koozies. I gave you the koozies. I gave away about 12 pair, and they were like, oh, you're not stopping yet, Nico. And I was like, oh, I guess I can't. This is a rowdy mob right here.
I love that.
So we did about 20 to 25 pair. So
that's wild.
There's tons of opportunities to grab these koozies for Sam Hunt. And everybody wants to see Sam
Everybody's
Hunt.
Everybody's
People were wearing the Sam Hunt concert tees to the koozie giveaway.
The Sam Hunt's got wild fans.
I mean, I'm like, wow.
And I love it.
There were more than 10 Sam Hunt t-shirts.
That's fantastic.
I loved it, man.
Makes my heart so happy.
All right. Let's get into it. Let's get it done with so we can get to our weekend and
let's
have
go
some fun
Friday.
With it. Let's go Friday Camel Nation.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Let's call Hunter, shall we?
Okay, why are we calling Hunter?
Time to break some news from his wife, who seems like an absolute angel.
Oh, love that for him.
She pulled some strings to get some stuff done. I don't want to ruin it. You guys got to listen to this.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's incredible.
Okay.
He's going to be so happy. Let's call Hunter.
Hello.
Hi, is this Hunter?
Who's this? Why do you keep calling me?
Hunter, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Hi.
Who are you?
Nico, I break news. That's my job. And you have some news to be broken to you today by your wife, Gabby.
Oh, okay.
Gabby said that you guys have been in a little bit of a pickle lately trying to figure out a solution. And guess what, Hunter? Gabby has figured out that solution.
What has she figured out?
Your best friend's wedding in Cabo?
Yeah.
She said that she reached out to your in-laws, her parents, and they're going to fly in. And not only that, they're going to stay with the kids the whole weekend.
Ooh.
No way.
I'm serious. This is breaking news. That's what I do. I break news.
She had you call me to tell me this?
Yes. She didn't want to do it herself because it's cooler if it's on the radio. It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country.
Oh, man.
This is the best news ever.
How sick is that?
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, so you're going to be at your best friend's wedding.
In Cabo. Without the kids.
Oh, my.
I know it's hard to believe, but she did, in fact, do it.
Oh, my God. That is so awesome. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, this is wonderful news. So the in-laws, she's got the in-laws. My in-laws are coming in.
Yeah.
And they're gonna watch the kids, and we're going to be able to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. All right. You don't understand. This is absolutely perfect. I could not have.
It sounds like this has been a really big stressor for you guys.
You have no idea. This is like my best friend's wedding. And like it was tearing me apart that I couldn't be there.
Aww.
And the fact that she figured this out, this is amazing.
I love that.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
And
she deserves a ring upgrade.
A little bit of a sidebar, yes, on the ring upgrade.
Yeah.
A little bit of a sidebar. You know what? Your in-laws are going to visit and see the grandkids, and you don't have to be around for it.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, I need to be involved in this.
Okay.
I am a dad. It is for Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
It is on Saturday. And I want to be involved.
What is it?
It's a bar crawl.
Yeah.
In Mesa.
I'm not a dad, but I would love to partake.
Well, you have to be a dad because it's a dad. No, wait. You don't have to be a dad.
Okay.
It's just dad themed.
What do you mean it's dad themed?
Well, people are encouraged to dress like a dad.
That's the best thing I've heard all day. The amount of everybody buy stock in New Balances because everybody will be buying New Balances today.
Hey.
What?
I wear New Balances.
You're a dad.
Oh, that's right. But I love this. T-shirts tucked into jorts.
Ah, I'm here for it.
High white tube socks.
I don't think I've ever actually seen my dad wear this aesthetic of clothing ever. No, you know what? I can say it with my full chest. He's never worn New Balance tennis shoes.
What does he wear on his feet?
My dad wears a boot called Georgia boots.
Uh-huh.
They're not really even boots. They're just ankle boots.
Okay.
They're hard to describe. If you Google Georgia boots, you'll pull them up and you'll be like, oh, okay, those shoes. But he wears those with, like, tube socks. It's not a... Yes. He's got probably... Also, Georgia boots are very much a style in my hometown. You can wear them with shorts. You can wear them with pants. You can wear them with your work pants.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
I am looking at it right now, and I see this look of boots.
He would wear them. He wears them with shorts. He wears them with long socks. He wears them while mowing the lawn. He wears them while driving his Jeep. He pretty much wears them all the time.
It is so funny you say that because my dad was always known for wearing one type of shoe.
Uh-huh.
And that is a brown, like, Rockport shoe. Like a work
like the
shoe.
Like work shoes?
Work shoe with everything. Shorts, a suit. He will dress up his work shoes in a suit for church on Sunday morning.
Aren't those your work shoes? Yeah, but they're my nice work shoes.
Yeah, he's got a couple different pairs.
These ones don't have scuffs.
Yeah, some for work occasions, some for casual occasions.
Are they non-slip? Because your dad used to own a Dairy Queen.
Oh,
so
yeah,
super
absolutely,
non-slip.
Yeah.
Love that for your dad.
The sole tackiness is very crucial.
Yanni coming in with a tacky sole shoe.
Yeah, 100%. I would like to think that I kind of dress like, I don't know, pretty okay for a dad.
I think you're a pretty hip dad. Like, you're pretty with it, I think.
I was looking for compliments.
I was here for you. I felt the fishing line. Like, but I can feel you fishing for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, my dad was born in 1950, okay?
Yeah.
So, like, his style, it's progressed, but it really hasn't progressed past the, like, the 80s. At the 80s, it kind of just went... No.
Yes.
This is what we're going to look like, Yanni, for the rest of our lives.
Also, my dad was not born in the 50s, but his style also has not progressed past like...
90s?
I think the 90s is where my dad capped, for sure.
Well, there's definitely an array of dad looks.
Dad styles.
Dad bod. Bring your dad bod, too. And if you were to dress like your dad, what would you wear? 602-894-5653. I told you, I would definitely wear some brown Rockport Florsheim, some type of work shoe that is disguised. It's funny because the company's like, we're going to make it look fashionable.
No, you're not.
No, doesn't work.
We see you.
602-894-5653. All right, you guys know what my dad would wear. He's got his Rockports on his toes.
Ready to not slip anywhere on any occasion.
He's got his t-shirt always tucked in, no matter what style down below. The t-shirt is always tucked in, which I find to be a very either country music look or dad look.
It's a very dad look. Yeah. And my dad always has on the tube socks with the Georgia boots, his mustache in tow. It's just, it's a look that he has chosen, and that's okay.
All right, Preston and Mesa, good morning, buddy.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So if you're going to this dad look-alike bar crawl, what are you wearing? What does your dad look like?
Well, my dad would always wear, he'd have a tie or a bolo. He had a few of those.
Oh, he had a bolo?
Oh, yeah.
Love that. Was he like the short sleeve button-up with the bolo kind of guy?
Ooh.
More like long sleeve rolled up.
Sounds so cute.
Kind of like he's always Mr. Businessman, no matter what the occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like he felt like he needs to dress up.
Oh,
you know,
I love
just
that.
A little bit.
I like
and
that.
He'd always have a handkerchief in his pocket.
He would have a handkerchief in his pocket? He would blow his nose.
I love that.
That's such a dad
like
thing.
Like if somebody sneezes, he would just whip it out like a ninja.
He goes, let me get that for
Here's
you.
Here's the handkerchief.
Exactly.
You need to wipe up a little bit.
Do you now carry a handkerchief?
I do not.
Oh.
No. But maybe I should, right?
Maybe. That's a little
Could be a move with the ladies.
Tribute.
I don't know.
And also, if you're carrying around a handkerchief, how often are you cleaning that guy?
That's a great question.
Truth.
Preston, did he have multiple handkerchiefs?
He did.
Like, were they in rotation?
He had, white ones and also bandanas, you know, different colored bandanas.
Oh, wow. The bandana's a move for
Your
sure.
Your dad was cool.
Yeah.
Would you also consider him to be the handkerchief? Possibly?
Absolutely.
The chief of the hanker.
Oh, that's
I like
awesome.
It. Well, your dad sounds like a real swell fella.
Great guy.
I love that.
Well, thank you for the call today, Preston. We appreciate it, brother.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
I think we need to do like a collective amen this morning because it's Friday, baby. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters.
I've never been so happy to celebrate something in my life.
Cheyenne, who do we got on the phone?
Jody in Litchfield Park, what are you looking for an amen for this morning?
I am on vacation, and then Saturday morning, I am headed to see my grandbabies in New York.
Oh, I love that. Woo. Congratulations.
I haven't seen them in almost a year.
Oh, that's heart-wrenching.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Well, Jody, enjoy your vacation and have so much fun with your grandbabies.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. We appreciate you, Jody.
Absolutely. Every morning on my way to work.
Thank you. We appreciate
Spread
that.
Spread the word.
Tell your friends.
You guys get me through my drive to work every morning.
Shanna in Maricopa, what are you celebrating today?
I am celebrating 19 months sober.
That's awesome.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We love that for you.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that good news with us.
Yeah, that gave me chills.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
and to many, many, many years ahead.
Bless you all. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Have a great day.
You too.
602-894-5653.
If you've got something that you want to celebrate today, no matter how big or how small, maybe it's even low-key kind of petty.
Yeah.
But you want to celebrate it, girl, we're here for you.
We're celebrating you.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
While my wife's out of town, Brooklyn Dana, in Florida visiting her mother and her father, I'm dead to the world.
So dead to the world. In fact, you made me LOL in public because you sent me a text message that was so out of pocket for normal Nico that I just went... that was me yesterday in public laughing at you.
So you called me.
So I called you.
Did not answer.
And I had texted you and I said...
To be fair, I could not answer. I was fully involved in something.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I call you, you don't answer. You text me, I text you and I said, no need to call me back, LOL. Because I needed something in the moment that had already been taken care of by somebody else. So I didn't need you to call me back. You clearly did not read that because you persisted to call me back later, to which was followed up by a text message from you that said, still makes me laugh to this day. I said, okay, you said, sorry, I was playing Call of Duty with my friends. We had a 5-game win streak going and I was locked the frick in. And it made me laugh because, like, you don't play Xbox very often.
No.
But the fact that you ignored my phone call because you were so locked in.
And I'm normally really good about answering phone calls and text messages and being attentive to people who need me.
Yes.
And in this case, Cheyenne, my squad needed me.
They did.
More than anything else.
And I knew when I read that, I just pictured this grown man sitting on his couch in probably his chonies. Shirtless. Yeah,
a shirt was not
maybe
worn.
Maybe socks, maybe not.
I was totally in my boxer shorts.
Love that for
100%.
You. 100%. Headphones on with the microphone down. Yeah. Projector on full blast.
Yeah.
And you were just sitting there.
Yeah, just ripping.
Like a slob.
Just ripping on the Xbox. I got things dribbling off my chin. I was actually, to be honest with you, I was trying to cook a steak. I did cook a steak. So I ran outside. I fired up the grill.
Yeah.
I ran back inside, played a game. I ran back outside, put the steak on the grill, ran back inside, played a game, ran back outside, flipped the steak, ran back inside, played another game. And this all happened in a matter of like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I cooked dinner while I was winning on Call of Duty. Boom.
That's a double
multitask.
Win.
Boom. Ignore phone calls and text messages. We're locked in.
It just reminded me of my teenage kid because that's something that he would say.
Yeah.
And you kind of are like a bachelor teenage kid right now.
I am. Mentally, I am a 16-year-old right now.
And your friends in New York are loving it.
I've never touched a woman before. No, just to be completely transparent here, it does sound very childish. I was playing video games with my friends. It's the only chance I can actually communicate with like a bunch of my New York friends at the same time. And now, since then, like a couple of them have moved to LA, so we play. We're like a Phoenix, LA, New York City connection on the Xbox, and we're just like talking junk to each other.
Yeah,
like that's what it's all about. But it just so happened this day, we were absolutely wiping the floor with the competition, and there was no break in my attention whatsoever.
I love it for you, though. I'm not even mad that you didn't answer. It was just the text message that you sent me was so funny that I was like, this is the most childish thing, but also so wonderful for you.
I guarantee you there's a lot of dads out there that like carried over a piece of their... You know, not childhood, but I mean, there's like, you know, childish hobbies and stuff. Maybe they collect Matchbox cards.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a card collection.
Childish things they won't give up.
One of my homies has a Pokemon collection. Like, he literally has the Charizard, and he's like, I got the Charizard!
He needs to meet my 8-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. My son is very envious, too.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure there's some childish behavior out there, and we want to hear about it. 602-894-5653. Ladies, if you want to call out your men. And gentlemen, you know what? Don't be ashamed.
You can call yourself out.
Call me up. 602-894-5653. Yeah, so what? I sent a text message. It was a little childish, but let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
Because there's a lot of grown-up guys that play Call of Duty. I know this because I watch them on YouTube.
That's totally fine. The text was just hilarious.
It was
really funny.
It was some of my best work. We got Ryder in Avondale on the phone. Good morning, Ryder.
Good morning. My husband is obsessed with his action figures.
That's your husband's childish thing, is his action figures?
Well, you know, like the 40-year-old virgin, like that's my husband. We have a whole room. It's supposed to be The Office,
yeah,
but it's not The Office. And they're all in the box. He's obsessed with them. And I'll probably be buried with them. There's nothing I can do. I'm resigned to the fact that our house is going to have these things, and they just keep coming.
It's just one of those things that you're going to have to live with, is his action figures. I don't know if I'd be okay with that.
At least you recognize that they're action figures and not dolls. Okay?
They're toys.
Hey. Well, they're dolls.
Those dolls might buy you a mansion someday.
That is a good point. I feel like action figures is one of those things that you could almost justify being obsessed with.
It's an investment.
Because it could be looked at as an investment.
Yeah.
They're not. You remember Beanie Babies, right? They're not.
Well, yeah, the Beanie Baby bubble burst, but there might be something with these. I don't know.
As long as he's not playing with them.
I mean, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. He goes in there. He's in there a lot. But
no.
Who knows?
No. He's not playing with them.
Have you seen Surf's Up? The movie Surf's Up, when he's like, yes, these are my ladies.
Yeah. No, he broke the seal, then the mansion's out of the picture. Yeah. You're screwed.
That's hilarious. Well, enjoy your husband and his dolls.
I mean, we're making it work somehow.
I mean, he's still married, so there's that.
That's true. There's more things in the pro column than the con column, I'd say.
Okay, that's cute.
Aww.
Okay, Ryder wins.
Thank you, Ryder. We love you.
Love you guys.
Find Cheyenne tonight, 7 p.m. for your koozies for Sam Hunt.
I'll be out in Buckeye at Waddell's Longhorn. It's a bar, but it seems pretty kid-friendly, so if you got the kiddos, you still bring them out.
Sounds bar restaurant-y.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
But I've heard they've got pretty decent food, so.
Yeah.
I've never been there. I don't even know where it is. I just know that it's off of McDowell Road and Jackrabbit Trail.
We gonna find it today.
I'm gonna tell you all about it after I've been there all night. Yes, and it's later than our normal koozie stop, so like...
Yeah, gives everybody a chance to be there.
You got time to get out to the West Valley.
So she's going to have tons of koozies, guys. If you want to get out there, it'll probably be one of the more advantageous koozie stops,
yeah,
for a listener.
It's going to be raining koozies, because I got them.
Absolutely. If you missed any part of the show and you want to relive it, or you just want to listen to Nico and Cheyenne on the weekends because... We
you
are just us. That fun.
And you miss us. We
download
get it.
The Audacy app, okay? It's spelled AUDACY. It's in the App Store, it's in Google Play.
And it's free.
It's absolutely free. Just search Nico and Cheyenne. We'll be right there in your ear holes or coming out of your speakers at home all weekend long.
It's really the best plan you could make this weekend.
And also, we told you guys about it. It's starting on Monday. It's Cheyenne's favorite place on earth, because it is the happiest place on earth.
It is.
We got tickets for Disneyland, baby.
We got a family 4-pack for the prize for Secret Sound. It's 3-day 1-park-per-day passes. Ooh. 4 of them. This package is wild.
3 days?
And you get 4 of them.
In a row?
In a row. And you get a 2-night hotel stay at
what?
One of their resorts. This prize is gigantic. And... parking's included.
What?
I know.
You ain't paying for nothing.
You ain't paying for nothing other than food and all the other things.
Who
but
needs
like,
to eat?
The basics. We got the basics.
Wow.
Yeah, this prize is huge.
Camel Nation, it's with a brand new Secret Sound. Keep that in mind. It starts on Monday, 7:30 a.m. if you need to get to Disney. Now on that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Have a great weekend. Cheyenne, you have a great weekend, too.
I'm headed to Vegas for Kenny Chesney tomorrow.
I cannot wait to hear the stories.
I'm excited. So if you see me, please say hi.
All right. Have a great weekend, y'all.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.